time in the making, but it's finally here.
UCMDB.
Welcome to Voices of UCM, brought to you by RISE Community Services. This week, we sit down with Director of Student Activities, Beth Rutt, and discuss her role in creating engaging activities for UCM students. Hello, everyone. This is Voices of UCM. I'm your host, Andrew Zoner, and I'm here with our Director of Student Activities, Beth Rutt.
Yes, thank you for having me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so always good to have these people on, right? So I was wondering, first off, for people who might not know, what does the Director of Student Activities really mean? Because it feels like there's a lot of scope there.
There is. Mm-hmm. Thanks for asking. I always appreciate the opportunity to talk about our area. Student activities consist of we have services through the Student Recreation Wellness Center that falls under student activities. Mm-hmm. So that covers the fitness and wellness components. So we have personal trainers, we have fitness classes, we have the rock wall, we have climbing club, we have intramurals. So there's quite an expansive group of opportunities there for you to become engaged in. And then we have student activities, which is housed in Union 217. And in that area, we have volunteer services. We also have leadership and student organizations, which we have over 180 registered student organizations at this time. And then we have our Central Leadership Council that operates out of there, and our Student Programming Board, which is tasked with planning the events that are held throughout the semester for the students. And we also have then outdoor education programs, which includes the Trap and Skeet Range also, and the trails at Pirtle Springs.
Right.
And this past weekend, for instance, we had a group that went on a backpacking trip. Mm.
So, wow, that's a lot of stuff to keep track of, I imagine. There was like, that was a whole list, honestly. How do you do that?
I have a great staff. I have, it definitely takes a village, and I have the opportunity just to be the facilitator to make sure that they have the equipment and the ability to plan and do what they think is appropriate and needs to create an environment of engagement. I also left off one of the most important things that my favorite of is the campus cupboard. We also host the food pantry for the university, and that has been in existence to 2013. And that's one of my, I really feel like we're providing a great service to the university in that manner. But all my staff is so entrenched in the mindset of student engagement is what makes a difference in the college experience. And so they are all very willing to help each other. We have 10 graduate students between the two areas, as well as our professional staff. I have Dan Plott, who is over fitness wellness. I have Jeremiah Robison over outdoor education. I have Kevin Sneed, who is the assistant director for intramurals. Christina Kearns, who is over leadership development and student organizations. Mm-hmm. And Christy Brinkley, who is over the volunteerism. And then I supervise the campus cupboard, as well as, again, making sure the rest of my staff has the materials that they need to do their job. And then we throw in those 10 graduate students who they're kind of like the glue that keeps us all together, because mm-hmm. they help a great deal then in providing those experiences.
So are like the graduate students, they're not the ones necessarily like planning the stuff out? Are they more just so like logistical helpers, or like what is their role?
They would probably have to take a deep breath answering that question for you also, because we look at our graduate students as they are professionals. They are an extension of my professional staff. And so it is, for the majority of them, not all, but they are going into related fields that this would be a good, as far as transferable skills experience. So, but they are involved in the planning. They're involved in the execution. The students in the that work in the Student Recreation Wellness Center, they are also critical for our supervision of the facility. But they get a hands-on experience, and all of our students do. And we cross over a great deal. For instance, this weekend is Family Weekend. That is an all-hands-on-deck program. So regardless of perhaps where your report line is, you will be helping each unit make sure that the event is successful. So our GAs, just as well as the assistant directors, we are a working hands-on staff.
Yeah, that's always good to hear that the stuff that you are doing on campus will actually translate into real-world experience. Like, that's very similar to in here, right, where we can come down here and record various things, and that'll give us a lot of good experience. So I'm glad to hear that for a field like, I guess, would it be recreation, like recreational
Well, some of the areas that our students would go into, for instance, my background, my education is recreation and public administration. So before coming to the university for 19 years, I was a recreation superintendent for the city of Warrensburg.
Yeah, I saw that.
So it transfers real well to the job I do now. But we have, I have staff who are, have been our retired school teachers, but they also had coaching experience.
Oh, okay.
I have students who do have degrees in recreation. Some had, Jeremiah's has a business background, but his hobbies, and he's also had experience and commitment to military service. And so he had lots of transferable skills he brought in to cover the outdoor experience. Christy, the one over volunteerism, she's a social worker by academic training. And so everyone brings something different to the table, which is great. We need the variety. We need the different perspectives. And so for our graduate students, I have business management. I have or MBA for business. We have elementary school teacher who has already finished her student teaching, but she had a year eligibility left for track and field, so she's coming on. And we have just a variety of what their backgrounds are, but they've all mainly chosen to be graduate students in our area because they had positive experiences in their undergrad of being engaged in activities outside of the classroom.
Ah, that's very cool. I like how we have the variety of people, because when you hear like, oh yeah, I work in recreation, that's kind of like, what does that mean exactly? But I think that that definitely helps to kind of narrow it down. It's like, oh, it's kind of a collaboration of people trying to plan out these various things and then figuring out how everything works. So it's not necessarily just like, you know, how, I don't know, to run a gym or something, for example. It's more so like, I'm thinking of the words. It's like problem-solving, planning, and all that stuff.
Yes. And we do a lot of data collection. We want to make sure that what we're doing is supporting what the student body would like. The budgets that I manage are supported through student fees, and those are mandatory student fees. So I want to be a good steward of your funds. And so just offering programs could be, you know, you could do that pretty easily. But when you sit down and you make sure that what you're doing is what your audience and your population wants, the responsibility is far greater there. But, yes, when you hear recreation, I still hear my father resonating, you're getting a degree in what? And for several years, I used to teach the outdoor education classes, and I would be taking college students out backpacking and camping and fishing, and he was like, they pay you to do that, Beth? And so we would have lots of laughs about that. But it is recreation, and what we're trying to do is to help all of us as members of this community to make positive choices with their recreational time, that time outside of the classroom.
Right.
And it is a time, if you look at how recreate is, I mean, you could say it's your time to recreate who you are and to develop and find out those interests and hobbies that you have that perhaps you hadn't ever tried before.
And there's definitely a lot of opportunities on campus to do that, so I think you've done a really great job of having a diverse set of activities, clubs, whatever, to where you can kind of find any niche interest you could find at this point. With like 180 clubs, it's like it's kind of hard not to.
Well, and if you don't find what you want and you have an interest, it's very easy to start your own club also, and we would be happy to help facilitate that experience for you. Again, we want to make sure that students have an opportunity to do what they enjoy. For instance, just last week, I had a young lady come in who is in aerial performance. And if you're, I mean, some may not be familiar with that, but it's like if you saw Pink on some of the award show where she comes down with the ribbons from the ceiling and the, you know, pulling her body in all these different contortions and shapes and stuff. Well, this young lady uses hula hoop and also the ribbons. And so she was wondering, do you have a place in the rec center where I could practice my skill? And so I took her up to the mezzanine and I said, well, these are the anchors that we use for the TRX. It's a fitness apparatus that we have. Would these work for you? And she was just so excited because, yes, they will work. So she's going to be able to continue a hobby that she enjoys. And I bet before the semester is out, we're going to have other students who watch her and that they want to take up that as a form of exercise also. So we really don't like to say no. We like to try to help facilitate what you want to do. So you'll have to come over and see what aerial exercise is
all
about.
I guess so. That that actually does sound interesting. I had no clue that was. I mean, like, I obviously know about like the whole Pink, like Pink and stuff, but the fact that we have something that can even replicate it on campus is crazy. I feel like I'm learning new stuff every day when I look at campus. It's like, oh, there's this thing here. What? Where did this come from?
Right.
Just out of nowhere. So it's very exciting to see that, that we're...
Another new opportunity that we have that will be available at the end of this month is we are putting in a low ropes course out at Pirtle Springs.
Okay.
And you can see it from the road. It's right across from the... the what I call the skid pans there on the corner of it's right across from the driver safety area.
Oh, right.
And they're at Pirtle. And so it sits there on and of Holden and DD on there. And so anyway, but that has been developed by Jeremiah Robison. And he has used volunteers and staff to put this together. And it is there so that one, ROTC will be utilizing it. We visited with them a great deal to find out what their needs and interests were. But our intent is to offer team building opportunities for faculty in their classes or school groups that we get requests from all the time. And so that'll be another really nice asset to the outdoor experience for individuals in our area.
Right. Yeah, that's, again, I'm like, that's really cool to hear. There's just finding, having people come to you, having just connectedness on campus, I think that's a really great thing. To be able to go to here and like, hey, I want to do this. And like, okay, well, let's see what we can do instead of just being, oh, we can't do that for whatever reason. So I like that, that adaptability. I think that's really neat. So for, this is a question I wanted to know. What do you think is the hardest event you like your group has had to plan for?
Hardest event.
Or just like, If you can name,
I would say probably logistics was the issue. Mm-hmm. Was 2 years ago. That would have maybe been your freshman year, but when we had the
it would have been senior year high school.
But we actually had for homecoming parade, we the foundation, Jackie Jackson and Tiffany Cochran, mm-hmm. came up with this wonderful idea of hosting the homecoming parade with the most, to break the world's record of the most mules
that one?
In the parade.
Oh,
and so
I can only imagine.
The parade falls under student activities. Uh-huh. And so I have a great deal to do with the parade and the planning and things mm-hmm. of that nature. And then when you throw in a bunch of livestock, the mules, it creates nothing that was impossible, as we were able to work through it all, but it just created a new dynamics mm-hmm. of, okay, where do we, you know, the mules don't just walk here from Lee Summit or mm-hmm. Kansas City or Oklahoma. So what are you going to do with all those trailers and trucks? Mm-hmm. And you have all the buses that are here for the marching bands. Mm-hmm. So do you put trucks and trailers and buses in the same parking lot? And mm-hmm. we're tearing down this building, so can we use this parking lot? It's just a matter of logistics.
Right.
So I would say that my staff would tell you that that was probably one of the times where we weren't sure we were going to be able to pull it off at all times.
Mm-hmm.
And but the results were great. Mm-hmm. It was exciting to – I had the parade judges sitting in front of City Hall –
there,
right before you get to the railroad tracks mm-hmm. on Molden Street. So they sit up on that little hill, and to see all of those mules coming down Holden Street, it was pretty neat. It mm-hmm. was a great experience. The people who came and participated in the parade had a great time,
mm-hmm.
and we were able to pull it off. We broke the record of the number of mules in a parade. So, but that's probably the hardest thing we've done in a while.
Hmm. Voices of UCM is brought to you by Rise Community Services. Stay tuned for more Voices of UCM after this break.
That's the sound of a door slamming in your face. That's the sound heard by many individuals living with a disability. But it doesn't have to be. Rise Community Services is committed to opening doors, not closing them. We believe that each person deserves a life that is full of hope and empowered by self-choice. If you or a loved one need help, please visit watchusrise.org.
Hi, I'm Danica Patrick. Watching my nieces grow, play, and learn is amazing, but not every child gets to be carefree. 1 in 6 kids in the U.S. are hungry. This breaks my heart, and it's something that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and gives it to families in need. To help, visit feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Voices of UCM, sponsored by Rise Community Services. Today, we sit down with Director of Student Activities, Beth Rutt, and learn how her and her team provide quality recreation for UCM students.
So I think we talked about this a little bit earlier. For like ideas for activities, you mostly get them from students, is that right?
We actually, yes, we have a student programming board, MOES Activities Council.
Mm-hmm.
And so they have students who fulfill offices, positions, you know, president and vice president and steering committee basically is what it is. Mm-hmm. And then we have what we call their general body group. And so we take the ideas to general body and we just ask, hey, you know, if you had to choose between these three comedians, and we'll throw up some YouTube clips and then they make those decisions.
Mm-hmm.
But we also then, there's some conferences that we have sent our students to mm-hmm. so that they, and it's just that, like, they'll have 3 days of just constant entertainers and programs that they go and see. So they might see 30 minutes of this mentalist and then 30 mm-hmm. minutes of this band and things of that nature.
Okay.
And so then, excuse me, then they can issue contracts there if they think that that's something they want to bring on the following year or following semester anyway. Mm-hmm. And so they pick up a lot of ideas that way.
Okay.
And but when you think about all the people that, you know, you come across just as a student here, you know, when you're sitting in the classroom and you hear somebody say, oh, I wish we could do da-da-da-da-da, I always encourage the programming council, write that down, because mm-hmm. that is a great starting point for you then to bring to our meeting and say, oh, so-and-so would like to do X, Y, Z and stuff. There's lots of ideas out there. Mm-hmm. I won't say there's any more original ideas in the world, but we can beg, borrow, and steal what somebody else has already done and reinvent it for UCM if we need to.
Mm-hmm. That's honestly the way you do it, because for everything, there's
sure.
just there's not really any original ideas, so you kind of have to
yeah.
steal, or else you can't yeah. really you can't really do anything.
But you can make it your own.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can mm-hmm. you can change enough of it
sure.
to where it's your own, mm-hmm. but any original idea is long gone at this point.
Yep.
So you said earlier that you were the superintendent of recreation for Warrensburg.
Mm-hmm.
Is that like kind of a similar kind of position as to what you're working here at UCM?
Mm-hmm. Yes, it's very similar. I had a director that I answered to for Parks and Recreation, and then I was the superintendent of recreation, which I was in charge then of very similar things. You know, like we have intramurals here at the university. Well, I had youth and adult sport leagues for the recreation department. We had exercise classes. I've got exercise classes at the rec center.
Mm-hmm.
Personal trainers, I got personal trainers here.
Mm-hmm.
Arts and crafts, I had classes there. We offer classes here. So really very similar. It's just the audience that you were reaching, where with
mm-hmm.
the city I was more birthed to senior citizens. And here at the university, we mainly concentrate on that 18 to 24-year-old.
Mm-hmm.
But we do a lot of outreach for our retirees and seniors that
uh-huh.
From the university. So we get a pretty broad spectrum here also, but very, very similar. The programming styles and everything are all the same. It may have been we tweaked the program to fit the population, though.
So another question I had was, how do you incorporate like foreign students? How do you make mm-hmm. events for them, maybe? Because we have a pretty substantial foreign student population mm-hmm. on campus. So
mm-hmm.
I was wondering how, if you tailor some things for them.
Sure. For the international students, we have done some things that were specifically geared for the international students. For instance, a couple of times we have tried, before the semester starts, we would have like a sports day at the rec center where they would come and we'd teach them the skills of basketball,
mm-hmm.
how to shoot a ball, because basketball is not necessarily a sport that they might have played
mm-hmm.
in growing up in their school, but they are very, very accomplished in soccer. Soccer is a very competitive sport for the students from Saudi Arabia.
I'm sure.
And they take it very seriously mm-hmm. compared to our other teams. We also, so we would have, you know, like a sports awareness days for
mm-hmm.
them in the past. We've also... we have a large contingency from India,
mm-hmm.
and we actually have a cricket field that we put in out at South Rec.
Oh, do we?
And so those students have a facility that was specifically designed to meet a game of their homeland.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have offered cricket in the past as an intramural sport. We have equipment at the Student Rec Center. People can
uh-huh.
check it out. And... those students, they are not currently, but in the past we have had hosted. They're in a league out of Kansas City for cricket.
And
those teams in the Kansas City area come then to South Rec, and they would
mm-hmm.
play weekend tournaments and things
really
of that
cool.
nature. So, but really what we have the international students love to play badminton, and so I've tried to find, you know, nets that we can get up quickly, and they're, you know, very little setup time so that they have an opportunity to participate more. But then on Eastfield with soccer, that's very popular and they enjoy that. They also will have their cricket games over there also. And it's a very interesting sport. I look at it as a cross, like with a lot of baseball type skills and things. So if you ever have a chance to go and watch it, it's very interesting. But we, the roller skating, I will say right now, roller skating is probably one of the most diverse activities that we offer. And it's great. We just had a skate night Friday evening, and we usually have for that between 60 to 90 show up on a Friday night, which is pretty good for Warrensburg on campus. And but you can see pockets of students where they grew up with the roller skating, students from the St. Louis area. They're out there, they're dancing on their skates, they're very accomplished. And then you have some of our international students have never skated before. The floor is much shinier when they leave from their falls and getting up and down. But, you know, they come back every single time we offer it. They have a good time. And so we have some things we've done specifically designed for them. But we also, our purpose is to make it one community and not necessarily you know, divide them out and things. And so, like, even we've had the cricket for intramurals, what we've done is we've tried to teach then our domestic students about what cricket is about. And so, but it's always good to integrate interests from both cultures. Absolutely.
She talked a lot about sports there. What about... what about, like, other events, I guess? I don't know. Like, I think for like, example, I think last week there was, or maybe the week before, there was, like the talk about homesickness, I think is what it was. That might have been the union, but I don't know if that's what you do.
Well, there's lots of, the good part is, in our campus, a lot of people, you know, a lot of different offices collaborating together on experiences. So we have... You know, the even the counseling department has tried to recruit a counselor who has experience working with diverse cultures, and and that's important because that really helps create a much better opportunity for safety and trust. And so you want to make those efforts. It's very difficult though sometimes to fill those positions.
I imagine because of the diversity of different people coming into campus.
And in the public market, what they can make in the public market compared in a university setting. But there's no place better to work. So if they would just come and try us out, they would be glad. But I know that they have offered some classes concerning, you know, homesickness or other mental health objectives there. The union does a great job of programming also. They just had a karaoke night last week, and students really enjoy that, and particularly our Thrive students enjoy that. One of the areas that the Thrive students really support is the open archery nights, and we have that once a month. We have these 3D targets, and when I say 3D targets, I mean not 3D in the relationship of a computer screen. Excuse me. But we have a deer that looks like a deer, and we have the bear, and they're, you know, they're big foam creatures out there. And so once a month on a Friday night, we'll have open archery, and we supply all the equipment. You can't bring your deer scope with you or anything of that nature. We have compound bows that we use. All my instructors are certified that work with that through the Missouri State High School school archery program, and so they've all been trained with that. And they have a great time. And so that the archery has been another one of the programs that our international students have enjoyed. It's quite a bit different experience for them.
Voices of UCM is sponsored by Rise Community Services. We will be right back after this break.
Every minute, there are 6 children born in the U.S., and one of them will be born with a developmental disability. Rise Community Services believes that an individual's potential doesn't vanish simply because they were born with a unique set of challenges. We believe that each person deserves a life full of hope and empowered by self-choice. If you or a loved one need help, please visit watchusrise.org.
What are all the things you witness online in a day? Cats playing piano, selfies on your feed, your friend's picture being turned into a nasty meme that's been shared 50 times, 51, 52. When someone's being bullied online, it's hard to know what to do. Now you can speak up with the witness emoji. It looks like an eye in a speech bubble, and it's in the symbol section near the clocks in your phone. You'll let the world know it isn't cool, and you'll let your friend know you care. Learn more at eyewitnessbullying.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
This is Voices of UCM. Today, we talk with Director of Student Activities, Beth Rutt, and discuss how she ended up in the field of recreation.
How did you end up in this field of like recreation? How did that initially interest you?
Sure. Well, let's see. It really all started, I'm one of 3 daughters, and so we were all pretty much whatever the phrase tomboy instills in you there. But my dad would take us hunting and fishing, and as long as we were quiet and didn't talk the whole time. But anyway, so I grew up being outside a lot, and that was our form of entertainment. And we enjoyed that. And so I joined Girl Scouts when I was 7 years old, and I remained a registered Girl Scout until, gosh, really, I think I was 37 when I didn't register any longer. So I had gone through the entire program and helped as a leader and assistant leader. And then I've also been on the Mid-Continent board for Girl Scouts. I really think there's so much that you can learn outside of the classroom. And I see time and time again taking youth outside where that perhaps they've had some difficulties learning within the 4 walls of a classroom. But I can take them outside and teach them orienteering and then bring in the math skills that perhaps they were not actually able to comprehend in the classroom or sit still long enough for. Do species identification while you're fishing and teaching them how to read a guidebook and things of that nature. So I'm just a real firm believer that education can happen in lots of different environments. And so with my Girl Scout experience, I originally went to school for pharmacology. And I was in pharmacy school for 3.5 years. It's just a 5-year program. And then I decided, you know what? This isn't a lot of fun. They don't let you mix up things so much anymore. As long as you can count by twos, you could. No, I do not want to simplify what that job entails. But it wasn't. I didn't see that it was as good a fit as I had hoped. And so I transferred then from the University of UMKC here to at that time Central Missouri State, and I thought, I really enjoy recreation, and so we had a program at that time, and I took that on and realized that I really can get paid to take somebody fishing. So it was a good career change for me. Very positive.
So are you not, so you said you went to, what was it before?
I was at UMKC, School of Pharmacy.
And so you're not a Warrensburg native?
No, I grew up in Lexington, Missouri, which is just 45 minutes north of here. Yeah, so not very far away at all, but far enough my family's not in my business every day. That's... You know, you have to find some boundaries.
Yeah, I'm not at that point yet. I'm still living with mom and dad.
Yeah, that's okay.
I mean, money, right?
That's right. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah. Your time will come.
Mm, it will. Yep. So what about Warrensburg really like draws you? Because you've been here pretty entrenched for a while, it seems like.
Right.
So I assume ever since you graduated.
Well, actually, when I graduated with my degree in recreation, you were required to do an internship, which is similar to student teaching requirements and things. So I went to Seattle, Washington for my internship.
Oh, okay.
And I worked for the park system there.
Mm-hmm.
And it is a beautiful part of the country. I really enjoyed my experience there. And I was offered a position then at the end of my internship. And so I stayed for almost 3 years there.
Mm-hmm.
And then Warrensburg Park and Rec called me and said, hey, if you'd like to come back and work on your master's, we will help you with your education expenses.
Oh, okay.
And so I was like, okay, I really like it here in Seattle, but the University of Washington, what it was going to cost me to get a master's compared to coming back to UCM.
I bet.
I got on the plane. No, I drove back. And so that was a very gracious opportunity that they afforded me. And so I have been here since 1982, I think it is. So, yeah, and it's been a great community for my husband and I.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that people really realize the opportunities that they have in Warrensburg.
Oh, yeah.
We are only 45 minutes from getting to a metropolitan area, but we're also only 15 minutes getting to a state park.
Mm-hmm.
And we're only 20 minutes at a military base installation.
Mm-hmm.
And we do have the university.
Mm-hmm.
And so it really affords you to be in an environment of such variety and diversity itself and really a very well-educated community.
Yeah.
And so that has always been, those hit all the key components of what I was looking for as far as a place I would want to raise a family.
So that was the main appeal. It was the range of things, because I hear all the time on campus, oh, there's nothing to do in Warrensburg, and it's, and I'm from Lee Summit, and there's stuff to do over there, obviously, but like even in Warrensburg alone, like I think people who say that there's nothing to do here aren't trying hard enough, honestly.
Well, I would like for them to just come with me, and I'll show them what there is to do in Warrensburg.
Plenty of stuff,
but it's been great for us, and we've enjoyed. Living here in this community and stuff. So great deal.
Mm-hmm.
It's a nice middle size area.
Yeah,
it's
really
not
is.
Real big, but it's not tiny, tiny either. So.
Yeah, because it's big enough to where you can have the big stores, the big chains and stuff come in and then set up a location. Mm-hmm. But you also get like a ton of local restaurants, like especially on the on downtown. There's like 20 restaurants right there. There's a bunch of like small owned shops too.
Mm-hmm.
But then you're still close enough to like the Kansas City's, the Lee Summits, where you have the rest of everything else you might need.
Right. Absolutely.
So, but it's then far enough away to where you're not getting the same culture.
Right. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And even on like the campus alone, I feel like there's a ton of stuff in the Union. There's tons of stuff in the Wellness and Recreation Center.
Mm-hmm.
So I think, like I said, I think if you think there's nothing to do, you're not trying hard enough.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, I think it really has a lot of variety and diversity there for you.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
For sure, yeah. So this year, what do you think you're most excited for activity-wise?
For this year?
For this year or for the future,
how about?
Just in the future in general.
Yeah. I'm really excited about our ability as far as the development of the Pirtle Springs area.
Oh, right.
You know, I know people make fun of me all the time about this, but I think it's been 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
We actually put in a new pavilion.
Right.
And that was based on a student group that had gone to President Ambrose at that time about wanting to enhance the Pirtle Springs area.
Right.
And so from that, the pavilion was mentioned. So I kept putting a little bit of money aside each year from the budget.
Mm-hmm.
And so we were finally able to put in a very nice pavilion at Pirtle. And it is always being used. Mm-hmm. We have a fire pit area that was built by Eagle Scouts. Uh-huh. We have four trails now that have been, that are really regularly cleared with our Adopt a Trail program. And the part that they make fun of is that I was probably just as excited about the bathrooms we were able to put in I was the pavilion, because the entire time I've lived in this community, there have not been bathrooms at Pirtle Springs.
Oh, then.
And so.
Then that's pretty exciting, I bet.
Yeah, so that was, you know, kind of a joke there. But anyway, our hope is that to put a dock out on the lake, mm-hmm. so for sunbathing or fishing or whatever. Uh-huh. So that's what I'm kind of putting really money excited, back yeah. for now, to save for, is a dock to have at Pirtle. Mm-hmm. We have the low ropes course coming on, mm-hmm. and so I'm excited to see the increase an opportunity for people to get outside, mm-hmm. where literally in 5 minutes they can be there,
yeah.
and not have to, you know, you don't have to go to a national park or anything. You mm-hmm. know, you can come right here. We have the walking trails, and we have the amenities there. Mm-hmm. I mean, and it's right next to a beautiful golf course.
Yeah.
And so to see Pirtle Springs take on some more development, mm-hmm. Is something that I'm enjoying seeing and progress through and stuff.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. I think we're all good to go. Thank
okay.
you.
Well,
thank you for coming on. I appreciate
sure.
it.
Mm-hmm. Thank you for having me. I always like to talk about the good job my staff's doing. So mm-hmm. if you ever need a filler, call me back.
Yeah, very well might. We'll have to see.
Okay, thank you very much.
Yeah, for sure.
This has been Voices of UCM, brought to you by Rise Community Services. Be sure to tune in next week for our next episode on either Wednesday or Saturday at 7 p.m.
Did you know that the University of Central Missouri has been leading innovation for nearly 150 years? With more accreditations and more qualified faculty members, our commitment to academic success is unparalleled. And we make sure every student receives the support they need to graduate on time and with less debt. So whatever opportunity you're looking for, make your impact sooner at UCM, with campuses located in Warrensburg, Lee Summit, and online. Find out more about UCM and the power of opportunity in action at ucmo.edu.